Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning in to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to start a new message today talking about hope, how hope is so important, and believing that what the Father has done in the past for us, He can do it again. In Romans chapter 5, please turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Verse 3, not only so, but we know we glory in tribulations also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope does not make ashamed, because the love of the Father is spread in our hearts by Him. And so the hope that we have and what the Father can do for us today, we can base it on what He's done in the past. Go with me to Romans chapter 4, verse 17, talk about Abraham. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom we believed, even the Father who quickened the dead and called those things that are not as though they be, who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall his seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he staggered not at the promise of the Father, to unbelief, but a strong faith gave glory to Father, and being fully persuaded of what he had promised, he was also able to perform. See, maybe you're believing the Father for something, and don't give up your hope. Because if he set you free in the past, he'll do it again. If he did miracles for you in the past, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. Hallelujah. Talk about David. In verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Succoth, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Succoth and Azekah in Evesdamin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Hallelujah. And the Philistines were on one side, and the Israelites were on the other side. And a champion came out, and everybody's afraid of this champion. But David was ready. David was ready for his promotion. Hallelujah. And he was so confident, he asked the people, tell me again what's going to be done to the man that kills this Goliath. He had so much faith. And he went to Saul and said, in verse 32, 1 Samuel 17, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and it came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him. The servant also slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he had defied the armies of our father. Hallelujah. See, David knew the battle wasn't about him. It was about his heavenly Father, our heavenly Father. And he knew the Father never loses. In verse 37, David said, the Father that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Father be with you. See, David had this hope that was based on past experience, a tribulation that the Father brought him through and killed the lion and the bear with his own hands. See, the Father's telling me to tell you that don't give up hope, because he loves you. If he set you free yesterday, he could do it today. Just don't believe in the circumstances. We talk with, about Abraham, that he didn't consider his own body now being dead, or the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of the Father to unbelief, but a strong faith giving glory to him, and believed that what he had promised, he was able to perform. He wasn't moved by what he saw, or what he felt, or what he heard. He was just moved on the Father and his word. And that's what the Father is trying to say to you today. Don't give up on his word. Don't give up on him, because everything is created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. I know I'm speaking to some of you out there that are ready to give up hope. You're looking at the world condition. Look what's happened in the Middle East. But the Father is in control of everything. He controls everything and everybody. Hallelujah. And he's got you in his hand, and nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Hallelujah. Verse 45. David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of my father. In verse 46, this day will the father deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you, and I'll give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is our heavenly Father is over everything in Israel. Hallelujah. And all the assembly shall know that the Father saveth not with sword and spear, but a battle is his. And that's what David did. He had so much confidence in his daddy. And we need to have confidence in our daddy. Hallelujah. And of course he threw the stone, he killed Goliath, but just to make sure, like the bear rose up, and what he talked about before, he thought he was dead. He said, Goliath's not gonna rise up. And he chopped off his head. You see, he had that hope. Do you have that hope in your father? He hasn't brought you this far to fail. Go with me to 1 Samuel 14. 1 Samuel 14. In verse 1. Now here's where the Philistines had sharpened the Israelites' swords. And they only had two. The Israelites only had two. And it was the time for the enemy to attack. And they did. 1 Samuel 14, verse 1. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go to the Philistine garrison that is on the other side. But he didn't tell his father. In verse 4, he went up between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over the Philistines. There was a rock on one side, a sharp rock on the other side. Hallelujah. In verse 6, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come and let us go unto the garrison of these uncircumcised, and maybe the father will work for us. But there's no restraint for the father said by many or a few. And the armor bearer said, whatever's in your heart, I want to do. See, he had that hope, and that hope was contagious. His armor bearer believed the same way. Hallelujah. And Jonathan said to his armor bearer, if they tell us to come up, that means the battle is ours because they're overconfident. If they say stay down here, we're not going to win. But they did. They said to Jonathan, his armor bearer, come on up here. In verse 13, and Jonathan climbed up on his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and he fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And as a result of what Jonathan and his armor bearer did, there was a trembling in the host, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers. They also trembled, and the earthquake, so that it was a very great trembling. Hallelujah. And the watchman of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went down, beating down each other. They killed each other. See, because he had hope in his daddy, that his daddy would take care of him. Your daddy loves you and wants to take care of you. Your Abba Father. You can't, don't lose hope just because the circumstances look like it's against hope. And like you can't win. Go with me to 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20. Again, we're talking about hope. The enemy wants to take away hope, but he can't. Focus in on the Father. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, it came to pass, actually in 2 Chronicles 19, verse 11, Jehoshaphat said to his people at the very end of verse 11, deal courageously, and the Father will be with you for the good. Now, he's going to be attacked. In chapter 20, verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with their mother besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And it came, some had told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against you from beyond the sea, and so forth. And in verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared, but he sought the Father. Talk to your daddy. He'll take care of you. Hallelujah. In verse 6, Jehoshaphat said to the Father, O Father, you rule in heaven. You rule in all the kingdoms of the heathen. And in your hand is all power and might. And there's nobody can stand against you. And you're our daddy. You're our father. Hallelujah. But the evil, they're coming against us. Verse 12, Father, won't you judge them? For we have no might against this great company, verse 12. They're coming against us, but arise upon you. And the Father said in verse 15, hearken, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat, thus say your father, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of the great matters, but a battle is mine. Tomorrow go against them. In verse 17, you don't need to fight in this battle. Just set yourself, stand still, and see my salvation. Verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed His head with his face to the ground. All Jude and inhabitants did the same thing. It was contagious. They worshiped the Father. All he's asking for you is to worship him for who he is and what he can do. He's got all power, and he's your daddy. If he's your daddy, he's going to take care of you. I just love calling him my daddy because it helps me to be humble that he's my daddy. I just want to sit on his lap and worship him. But he does so many things for me and for you. Hallelujah. Nothing happens by accident. He's got everything under control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so what Jehoshaphat had to do, he had to send his praise and worship leaders outside and praise ye the Father. His mercy endure forever. And as they praised their daddy, the enemy started killing each other. And all Jehoshaphat had to do is spend 3 days and pick up the spoils. The Jehoshaphat was rich to begin with, but the Father added to his riches. He wanted the enemy to attack, so Jehoshaphat would be richer. See, your daddy has everything under control. All you have to do is turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and he's on your side. And he'll complete that sanctification process as you let him. Just don't hold anything back. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Put your hand on the radio or just agree with me in prayer. Father, touch the people out there right now. Give them hope in you. Not in man, but in you, Father. Because you control everything and everybody. So, Father, I send the word of healing and deliverance. Be healed, be whole, be made whole, be set free. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Praise him, praise him, praise you, Father. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Just click on messages. I've also written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how Yeshua fulfilled every feast day with the exception of 3, which he will in the end times, which I feel right in right now. And also my book, Noon, talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar. And you got to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And on his calendar, in the Word, in the months, he has special things he did in the months on his calendar. So if you work with my book, Noon, with the conjunction of my biblical calendar page on my website, henrywalker.org, biblical calendar, you click on that and you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on a Gregorian calendar and a Hebrew calendar, and then when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on a Gregorian and a Hebrew calendar. And then you can see before the month starts, hey, the Father did this in the Word, he can do it again and I receive it. And not only that, there's certain hours of the day in the Word that he does certain things, and you need to know these hours. Right, there's a certain hour that he heals. His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. He could heal any time, but he has certain hours. He does certain things. And my book will help you that. And the night seasons, how important they are. Hallelujah. And you can find out everything major that Yeshua did, he did on the feast days, as I said. And I can show you from the feast when he was born, when he died, when he was circumcised, when he rose, when Jericho came down. It all happened on feast days. And my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by calling me. You don't have to go to the publisher. I want to sell them to you at course, my course, just as a seed in your life. And if you don't have any money, we'll just send you the books free. And you get these books by by calling me 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, and just call me and I'll get them out to you. And don't forget what this broadcast too is on 7:15 a.m. and 7:15 p.m. if you miss it in the morning. And you can go to any prior broadcast by going to WCNO.com and click on demand and hit the hour and go back to a previous broadcast. And my friends in the Bahamas, of course, most of you can't call me, but just contact me. Go to my website, henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me with your name and phone number, and I'll call you back and pray for you on the phone. I'll pay for the call. But just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform to the image of Yeshua, turn everything over to him, and I'll be glad to pray with you. And so remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 123.